Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall. Pleased to welcome to our program from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Kelly Payne. Good morning, Kelly.
Hey, good morning, Danny.
I sure hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing well, and hope you are also.
I am indeed. It's always a pleasure to chat with you, Kelly. And this is a fun topic today. We're talking about welcoming butterflies to your backyard, and I've started to see some of those, and in fact, all across the Yadkin Valley. So, Kelly, I believe you're the expert on it, so tell us why we're seeing so many different species of butterflies now in May.
Yeah, so May is a transformation time. So it is a peak butterfly season here in North Carolina, and our state is actually home to over 175 species.
Wow.
So if you look out your window right now, you're likely to see we do have a state butterfly, and that's going to be the Eastern Tiger Swallowtail. They aren't just passing through, though, but they're looking for a place to call home, and even your backyard could be the perfect spot for these butterflies.
I had no idea we had a state butterfly. That's kind of cool. So think about many of us that plant flowers, and we hope for the best, but what you're, I think, going to tell me is there's a big difference between a garden that's a rest stop and one that's a home for butterflies. What do you mean by that, Kelly?
Yeah, so most gardeners, they only plant flowers that are nectar for the adults. So this is going to be like a high-energy fuel station.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want a more permanent sanctuary, you want to provide them with a leaf-munching stage, too. Like, think about the caterpillars.
Uh-huh.
So a home garden, good start for a home garden is to have both nectar plants. So think about like purple comb flowers or the Joe Pye weed, mm-hmm. and even other host plants, which are specific nurseries like where butterflies can lay their eggs.
Ah. Our guest is Kelly Payne with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service here on Extension Today on WIFM, and we're talking about butterflies and good influx of butterflies here in May across our region. So, Kelly, you just mentioned host plants. Now, are butterflies, are they really that picky about where they lay their eggs?
Yeah, so it's actually like a fascinating partnership. So think about, take the zebra swallowtail.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a stunning black and white butterfly. But one thing about this butterfly is it only lays its eggs on the pawpaw tree.
Oh.
And so if there's no pawpaws around, there will be none of the zebra swallowtails.
Okay.
And kind of the same with monarchs and milkweed or even the spice bush swallowtail. And the spice bush, so monarchs like milkweed, and the spice bush swallowtail, of course, is in the name. They like the spice bush.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want specific flying flowers in your yard, you'll have to plant specific greenery that, like, their babies need to eat, like the caterpillar to start off our butterfly life cycle.
Sounds like we need to do a little research before we plant. We want to make sure we get the right ones. So beyond just plants, you suggest maybe adding some resort-style amenities. This is pretty cool for the butterflies. How do you turn a garden into a butterfly spa, Kelly?
So butterflies, they're cold-blooded, so they kind of need to recharge their batteries, kind of like humans. We sleep to recharge our batteries. So you can help them by placing a few flat, like dark stones in sunny areas.
Hmm.
And this kind of acts as solar heaters where the butterflies can, they can bask in the sun and warm up their wing muscles. But you could also, if you see them gathering in a muddy patch in a driveway, they're looking, they're kind of puddling to get minerals.
Mm-hmm.
So you can even recreate this with using a shallow saucer filled with wet sand and even just a tiny pinch of sea salt. And you could place this in a quiet corner if you have a quiet spot in your garden.
Ah, so for someone who is, let's say, ready to turn their backyard into a sanctuary, where would be the best place to start looking for the right plants for our region for the butterflies?
The best roadmap is through Extension. We do have a fantastic guide. It's actually called Butterflies in Your Backyard, and it lists many native plants that can attract these butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a great way to ensure that you're supporting the local diversity and just doing more by beautifying your yards. You're also preserving a piece of North Carolina's natural heritage, and just one eastern tiger swallowtail at a time.
Terrific. You know, I have a couple of butterfly bushes in my yard. I enjoy watching the butterflies. I never knew it could be so complex with the different varieties, and I probably need to add a couple of things in my yard, too. People have questions about this. I guess you'll be there to provide the answers. What's a good way to get in touch with you, Kelly?
Yeah, so to get in touch, our office is an equal opportunity provider. So any questions related to horticulture or butterflies, please just contact Kelly Payne, and my email is kelly_payne@ncsu.edu, or you could give us a call at the office at 336-849-7908.
Before I let you go today, Kelly, also, can you update us on the Yadkin Farmers Market?
Our Yadkin Farmers Market, we officially open for the season on Tuesday, May 12th, and we'll be running every Tuesday from 3 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12 through the month of September. So come out and visit our wonderful vendors and even grab some local produce.
Terrific. Looking forward to that, too. With the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Kelly Payne, great info today. Always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much, Danny.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today, right here, WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.